The start of a new day in La Palma. Like many of the island's residents, Manuel Pino's morning now begins with cleaning the volcanic ash from his shop.
Every day we are cleaning ash. It's everywhere and we can't let our products get dirty.
At a nearby cafe, Blanca Osorio says it makes it harder to keep customers happy.
There are tourists who want to use the terrace because they like it better. But because there is so much ash, it's difficult. We clean it immediately, but the ash falls again.
The debris from Cumbre Vieja's month-long eruption is relentless. But people are finding their own ways to get through the day.
The air is filled with small pieces of pumice, volcanic rock as sharp as broken glass. The wind is carrying it right across La Palma. For the people living on the island, that's becoming a normal part of daily life.
Around the volcano, authorities continuously measure the air quality, checking for any signs of toxic gas. They even make sure it's safe to guard the many roadblocks. They're worried some people are trying to cross into the exclusion zone to take photographs.
It's very concerning. Some people are coming too close to the cone and lava. A mass of dangerous gas can be concentrated, which can affect their long-term health, or even make them pass out completely.
Despite the danger, people are still coming to the island, some drawn to the foot of the volcano.
I'm already excited because the first night we came, we stay here, until 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's a different atmosphere in the capital, Santa Cruz. The beaches are still open. Many here don't seem to care about the volcano. They just want to enjoy their holiday. Alexander Lurch, Al Jazeera, La Palma, Spain.